So, how are you with checking your blood sugars? Does that worry you sometimes when you have to check?
Well, it drives me crazy. I actually have a continuous glucose monitor, so I have this pump, this insulin pump, which is conveniently my bra that I just pulled out, but we're getting personal here. So, as you know, I have type 1 diabetes, so that means that I've got an autoimmune disease where for some reason no one can fully explain my body killed off the cells that make insulin, so I don't make any insulin. So I have to take artificial insulin or I die, which is kind of crazy for me to think about because it was only discovered in 1922. So, any time before
Wow.
before then, I just would be dead. I mean, there's so many reasons I feel like I shouldn't exist right now, but so insulin is just a constant, and I take it through this insulin pump that I'm keeping right now in my bra, but it also is hooked up to this continuous glucose monitor because I have to
Okay.
check my blood sugar. I mean, before I had this continuous monitor, I'd check probably like 12 times a day, so a lot. It was like a lot
Wow.
of checking with finger sticks. And with the continuous monitor, I can see a little graph that kind of shows where I am.
Okay.
Because as you know, I mean, the goal is to keep your blood sugar in this like super tightrope range where it's not too high because that's how you get complications like the blindness and the amputations, and then not too low because then you can pass out and die on the spot. So one thing I think is really interesting about, I would think type 1 in particular, but for anyone who's on insulin, is that insulin is a deadly medication. I mean, it's so dangerous. I have had moments where I've accidentally given myself too much and realized that I very well could have killed myself if I didn't realize it. And it's like, what other medication would a doctor send a patient home with to guess at their doses? I mean, I don't take consistent amounts. I have to guess it for every meal. And anytime I get it wrong, I could end up in the emergency room or worse. And it's kind of overwhelming when I actually think about that. And I'm wondering, can you tell me a bit more about type 2 and then what some of the challenges are for you?
Well, for type 2, I get so many different stories, like from so many different doctors. And so I'm still a little confused on what's going on with my body. I check my sugars twice a day with a glucose meter. And that's just before breakfast and before dinner. If they're fine, I'm fine. The only thing is, with type 2 diabetes, you're on pills. And when you check your blood sugar and it's 200, it's just 200
Right, you're not going to
because
be able to do anything
it's
about it.
nothing, so it's just there. And then you're hoping it goes down. So I used to be afraid to check them, to check it. And it's hard to not check it, but it's hard to check it because if you check it and it's high, you want to starve yourself for the rest of the day. If you check it and it's normal, you're like, yay, now I can eat something. Or if you check it and it's low, you're eating a lot more. And it's just like a roller coaster.
Oh my God, I use the exact same word. The roller, it's like chasing your blood
Yes.
sugar. It's like, yeah, for me, it's too high. If it's too high, I can do something. I take insulin, but then if I overshoot that, then it like plummets.
Yeah.
And you can actually see on the little graph on my continuous glucometer, it sometimes looks like a roller coaster because it goes up and down. And I don't know about you, I'd be interested in your thoughts about this, but I feel like it's such an emotional disease and people don't really recognize that part of it where there's so much self-judgment and criticism. And I think of it like if you had to get on the scale, like however many times a day, and you're, of course, it's just a number, but of course you're going to have an emotional response. So it's like the feeling that you did something wrong or, but you can't do anything about it. And even if you get it right, you don't know if it's going to be right the next time. I mean, I feel like diabetes can really promote thinking about eating in a way people don't really recognize.
Now that you said that, it really couldn't. My appetite has decreased a lot. But when I get on that scale now and I see that I'm doing more walking and I'm doing, I have changed my eating habits and the numbers are going down, I'm a little excited to get on. But that weekend when I overdid it and then I gained that a couple ounces and it's like, gosh, what did I do to myself? And that's where you get the self-judgment at. I
Right,
think,
yeah.
yeah.